listening to episode number 1802 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, August 20th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy-ho.
It is National Radio Day. You probably figured that out from being around here today.
Yes.
Very cool. I have a few little random things about radio.
I bet
some
you
facts,
do.
If you will, about 1 out of 10 people have a favorite radio commercial. Do you have a favorite radio commercial? Radio, not TV, because I know there's lots of cool TV spots. But
one of my all-time favorites. Yeah. Here's to you, Mr. Man, who sits
Bud Light.
The Bud Light commercials.
Great.
Jimmy.
Jimmy Jameson from Survivor.
Yes.
Episodes. Yeah.
That was.
Real American Heroes was one of the campaigns. Those were great.
They were so funny.
I actually have a bunch of them.
There's a ton.
On a hard drive somewhere. I don't think you can play them on the radio. 13% of people pick one radio station and never change it, no matter what comes on. Commercials, bad songs, bad DJs. I think some people do that with the radio station. Just about half the people like to sing along with the radio.
Only half?
Women, much more likely to sing along than the men.
Huh.
So, see, I kind of knew that. I like to sing along to...
You're a big old girl.
Music, but I'm a big old girl, mm-hmm. Right? And finally, more than 2/3 of people listen to the radio daily. Video did not kill the radio star. Radio is here to stay. It's National Radio Day. It's also time for the Who Cares News. So I will turn it over to you.
All right.
To keep us on top of things.
Season 729 of Dancing with the Stars. Okay, season 129.
No, I think it's season 29. I think it's. I think you tell funny jokes.
Or as we like to call it, Dancing with the Socially Distancing Stars.
Oh, yeah, I'm wondering how they're going to do that.
I know. So it premieres next month. So I'll tell you a little bit how.
Is there anybody left to dance? I mean, the important ones have danced. Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
Yeah.
Alfonso Ribeiro. Doing the Carlton, Jennifer Grey. I mean, nobody else after that matters. Really? Fred Astaire's dead.
Let's get Kanye on there.
Kanye doesn't dance.
I know.
He doesn't.
But there's some people. See, Dancing with the Stars, what it should be, what it started out to be, I think, is people who really didn't, who didn't know how to do this.
Yeah, they're teaching them how to dance.
Yes.
Really, ballroom dance. Have you always wanted to ballroom dance?
Yes.
See,
actually.
I could care less about it. And that's a guy thing, though. We don't want to. Unless we can do the Carlton.
Well, I guess that could be part of it.
See, that should be the next thing. So it's like, we got the samba, we got the bossa nova, and we got the Carlton. I'd like to see that.
A lot of people just do the Carlton wrong.
Hello?
There's a way to do it.
Hello, have you seen me do the Carlton? No. I can do this guy right here.
This guy on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's new rules naturally due to COVID. The pro dancers must live apart.
Wait, a lot of them are married, which is weird.
Even the married
ones.
Yeah,
that's a little weird.
But they're paid to do it.
Yeah.
They're paid more than I am.
They're paid more than a lot of people.
Which doesn't take
much.
This is meant to keep all the couples distance from each other.
I just got that.
To prevent an outbreak.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can see that.
Like in baseball. So
well,
we're not.
I shouldn't laugh. It's happening, but
yes.
Well, you know what? When I was in high school, I hate to say this, but the guys that we always knew that played football—that wasn't me—would always say, "Yeah, the coach won't let us, sleep with our girlfriends because we won't be ready for this." What coach is telling teenagers don't sleep with your girlfriends? Because okay. You won't be ready for the big game. Keep it in your pants. See, that's what they should be telling them. Keep it in your pants.
Save the energy.
Save it for the dance floor. Save it for the dance floor.
This is like, we can go off on a whole other conversation.
Shermans, I can't even say his damn name. Or their damn name. Screw it. Go ahead.
You just sit over there and try to figure yourself out. Well, we're not convinced this is a great idea.
What, the show? Having the show? I don't think it's a good idea. It's just to make money. I mean, all shows are just to make money. But it's like Disney's sitting over there going like, well, you know what? We're not selling many theme park tickets. Oh, you know what? nobody's going to see Mulan in the theaters. Well, guess we'll put Dancing with the Stars on. Why not? Come on.
So does ballroom dancing in a studio with no audience or orchestra really help us get back to normal?
No. Now, Bruno will help us get back to normal. Bruno! I'm sorry. I just couldn't do it today.
I was trying to channel
my inner Bruno, but I lost it.
Well, you were sitting.
You know why? Tyra Banks. The world is not crazy about Tyra Banks. Tyra Banks is crazy about Tyra Banks. And I think that's about it.
Finally, I have some good news to report.
You never have good news to report.
But I do.
You do today. Yes. Okay, what's the good news?
It's finally happened, John Van Camp.
What's that?
Tiger King Zoo has been closed.
Wow.
Permanently.
Wow. What?
Yes.
What's that all about?
Yeah. It's closed in the wake of a license suspension by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Well, thank the maker.
Well,
that's been overdue.
That took really
that's
too
been
long.
Overdue. Yeah. Well, you know, you wonder if they had never made the show, if that would have ever even happened. Were they flying under the radar? You know, I'm thinking that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the FDA's going like, okay, we got to figure out a way to get on these guys. We'll put Joe on it. Not Exotic Joe, not Joe Exotic, but Joe over in finance. If he can keep us from getting audited, by golly, he can come up with something to get that damn zoo closed.
Well, it's the current zoo owner and shyster, I mean business person, Jeff Lowe, and that was on. He was on Tiger King.
Well, yeah, and he's also going to be part of the new Tiger King thing, I think. I mean, I saw the follow-up episode after all of them aired, and we found out what happened to Joe and Carol and blah, blah, blah. And then they had the after show with Joel McHale.
Which I didn't watch.
And Jeff was on there. They did it Zoom-like because it was during the pandemic. Uh-huh. And Jeff was on there, and he's like, oh, yeah, we got great things going on. I mean, he's just a shyster. As you say, he's just a shyster.
A business person.
A business. Same thing.
Well, he says the zoo will become a private film set for Tiger King-related television content.
Oh, okay. I get it now. Uh-huh. All right. He was probably thinking that. No, he was probably always thinking that. Happens when you have a set for exotic animals, then Hollywood comes calling, and you don't have to show off all those folks with no teeth that work for you. Though that's just part of the appeal, I thought, was part of the charm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
Give us something to talk about.
Yeah. You know who's got beautiful teeth? Halle Berry.
Gosh, there you go.
Halle Berry has gorgeous teeth. I notice them all the time. That's the first thing I notice about Halle Berry when I see a picture of her. And if you believe that, ba-da-bum. Happy National Radio Day.
Well, happy National Radio Day to you,
this
Mr.
Too
Radio.
Is radio.
Yes, it is.
It's radio. We'll be back tomorrow for the Friday edition. And God knows what'll happen between now and then, but we'll be
here. Knows.
We'll be here, by golly.
By golly, by gum.
Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.